Have you heard of the 27 Club? What is it? What would you do for fame and fortune? Today we test the believability of the 27 Club.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and unusual,
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
Thankfully, neither of us are 27.
No, we are past that stage of our life.
Yes. You very recently.
Yeah, I'm 28.
Yes.
My favorite number. So about the 27 Club.
Alright, about the 27 Club.
Is it like the Breakfast Club?
The movie? Yeah, I know.
You gotta think about it.
I was trying to think of something clever. So the 27 Club refers to celebrities, particularly music celebrities, that have passed away at the age of 27. It's strange to see how many have actually succumbed to death at that age.
I imagine you'll get to this, but is there a trend?
Oh, like how it happens?
Yeah.
That's one of the weird parts, no.
Okay.
It's different causes. A fair amount are drugs. That's not a big spoiler. A lot of them are drugs.
Yeah.
But some are heart attacks. Some are...
Which
mishaps.
Could have been caused by drugs.
Some are just accidents. Like, I know one... it was drug-fueled, but I know one died in a pool. Whether or not they died because of them doing something they thought they could handle that they used to do, or it's due to something out of this world, or something even government-related, there are several conspiracy theories that come back to all these points.
Okay.
I've got a couple favorites. But before we get into the conspiracy theories... I want to, like, go through and list a couple of, like, the super famous ones.
Right.
Robert Johnson. The blues guy. The guy
who... Like a blues brother?
No.
I don't know who this guy is.
You know who Robert Johnson is?
I have no idea.
He's, like, this famous blues guy from the... He died in the 30s. So he's, like the first one.
He was the first 27 Club in the 30s?
Yeah, well...
It's ironic.
Jimi Hendrix?
Yes.
Janis Joplin?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who that. I know who that is vaguely.
Singer, right?
They're all music.
Every single one?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. No actors died at 27? I thought, how old was the dude that got hit by his own car when he was getting the mail?
Anton, I don't know how old he was.
I thought he was 27 for some reason. Now, not to detract from, you know, keep doing you. I just, for some reason, I thought that was one of the most recent additions to the 27 Club, although he might not have been.
The 27 Club is supposedly just music.
Interesting. Okay.
Jim Morrison of The Doors, my favorite, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse is one of the newer members.
That's true. That was in like the early
2010s. 2011.
Yes.
There are a lot more, actually. There's a lot more than this. But those are more.
She said that they tried to make her go to rehab.
And she said no.
No?
No.
No.
That's not nice. The first theory I want to get into is the white lighter. Have you heard of this?
The white lighter.
White lighter. It's the reason why white lighters are considered bad luck. I was smoking when I was in my 20s, and my friend knocked my lighter out of my hand. I said, why? And she said, because it's a white lighter. And I said, okay. And she's like, it's bad luck.
So just a plain white lighter.
Yes.
Okay. It's a bad luck because if you keep doing that, you'll get lung cancer.
Well, like I said before, a lot of them were on drugs and needed lighters. Now, four, actually, were found with white lighters.
Like, on their body or their person.
Yes. Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix.
Interesting. I wonder if, like, it'd be interesting to find out if that was a gift that they got, or I've never bought a lighter, so I don't know if that's just a very common lighter to have, or if, like, what if somebody gave each of them it?
Well, here's the thing about the white lighter. I'll save this for the end, actually. Remind me to come back to it.
Okay.
That's your job now. As the color commentator, you gotta remind me to come back to the end.
All I think about now. All
right. So these four musicians were also left-handed, but it comes back to the white lighter theory. They all had the white lighter on them when they died. So white lighters became a symbol of bad luck. And they still are. Obviously, I told you that story that happened to me.
Right. And then is left-handed bad luck, too?
Well, I mean, that used to be a thing. Like, a lot, like, our parents' generation, would go to Catholic school and like get slapped in the left hand for using their left hand if they're left-handed. True.
My dad's left-handed, and he was. They tried to make him a righty.
Yeah,
because he went to Catholic school,
and it's just because it comes down to eugenics, actually, because people were crazy and believed in eugenics back then. Whole nother episode. Many people in this episode have had suspicious deaths, like Kurt Cobain was suspicious, Hendrix was suspicious. A couple of them were suspicious, like maybe they didn't do that to themselves.
Right.
I just wanted to, like, most of them were, like, drug, like, overdose or something like that. But some of them were, like, you could read more into how they died. Maybe it wasn't suicide. Maybe it wasn't a drug overdose.
And we'll get into those.
The first theory is basically the simplest. It's that these people had a lot of money. And they liked drugs. They liked the party. And they did a lot really fast, right?
Right. So this is Occam's razor. What is the most likely thing that happens? You're a young kid, because we all know they're young, because they're all in their 20s. That's you're right. A 20-year-old kid, you get a lot of money, you get a lot of fame, and, you know, you're on top of the world, nothing can stop you, you're invincible, and then you're not.
Basically, yeah. But also, at 27, you're getting old, your body's starting to decay a little bit.
Right.
It's not handling things as well as it used to.
So that's going back to when you were saying you couldn't do what you used to be able to do.
Yes. Yeah, like, they used to be able to get high and jump off pool tables, and now it's like, I'm getting high, but, like, I don't think I could, like, make a whole CD.
Man, you're making me feel old over here. I think I can still go hard body karate. Shout out Michael Rapaport.
Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe you could, but you haven't been high for 5 months straight.
That's true. I haven't been high once.
Well, on heroin. Right. Exactly.
On anything, bro.
So basically, the 27 Club is an accumulation of those bad habits and the body naturally decaying.
Right. Getting older.
To something where they can't handle it anymore. And 27 happens to be the age where they
went too far.
Yes, exactly. Very popular theory next. Okay. This one is selling your soul. I want to do a whole episode on everyone who is suspicious and everyone who has been, like, suspected of selling their soul, who's got a deal in the works right now. I want to do a whole episode on that.
Like Bob Dylan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think the 27 Club has to do with selling your soul. They sold their soul to the devil, and 27 was the arbitrary age they picked, and that was it. Donezo.
Do you think they picked it, or do you think they were given it? Because it'd be ironic if they all happened to pick the same age. I wonder if that was let's pretend for a second this is 100% true. It seems more like that would be something given to them. Like, you can have the world, you can have the fame, you can have the women, the men, the drugs. At 27, you're mine.
Yes. I think that makes more sense. I don't think who picked 27?
He'd be like, any year you want, you're 27. Like, bro, you could last like 27. That's it. Clocking out. All right.
Just being a smartass.
Yeah. I wonder, like, do you have a time frame? Like, when this could have happened? Because if it was like 25, that's very stupid to sell your soul for 2 years. But if it was like when they're 18.
Well, I mean,
16.
I only really know about Kurt Cobain a lot.
Yeah.
He was in his teens when he blew up. I think Hendrix was pretty young, too.
Yeah.
Joplin, I know, was in her teens. I think the Doors was around for a little while, too. So I think it's, like, late teens or, like, 20s.
So you can almost be argued, like, a decade.
Yeah.
Like, for simplest terms, I'll give you a decade of fame, and you give me your soul.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting theory. Like, super fame, though. Not just fame. Super fame.
Right.
This is a fun theory. The government. United States government.
They would never do anything wrong. Never.
Do you think they'd kill a whole group of musicians just because of something?
I'm curious to know why you think they might.
Okay. Usually artists have a liberal agenda.
Yes.
It's true. Kurt Cobain was even holding, like, demonstrations to vote. Hendrix was a leftist. They're all obviously very liberal. The idea behind the government stepping in is they didn't like what these people were saying and decided they needed to do something to stop them. Now, either they were killed or suicided or something along those lines, but the government had something to do with it.
Were they all killed in a year that had a Republican president?
No, they were not. Although, three of the four big ones were in the 70s. 70, 70, and 71.
So that would have been the same president.
Yeah, Nixon.
Oh, Republican. And then so who?
The outlier is Kurt Cobain.
Oh, that 90s. So that would have been
94.
Clinton, right?
Yeah. Democrat. And he was outspoken against the right wing, though.
Yeah. Hey, nothing is, you know, weird about the Clintons, so. Couldn't have been him. Could not have been him.
So I just realized I didn't really get to touch on the deaths of the main four I'm talking about.
Okay, let's dive into the deaths.
Really quick. Jim Morrison had a heart attack brought on by drugs. Janis Joplin had an overdose. Jimi Hendrix had an overdose. It was heroin. He threw up and drowned on his own vomit.
Oh, God. Hendrix?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he's sad. And Cobain. His is special, but right now we'll say his was a overdose mixed with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
So, was there anything unusual about the crime scenes? Crime being, like, assuming that wasn't suicide, like, were any of them... The white lighter, obviously.
Yes.
But, like, location-wise or timing, was any of that strange, or was it just, yeah, suicide?
Cobain's was so weird.
Yeah.
This is almost turning into a Cobain episode, but that's okay. His was in his house. The timeline is really weird how they found him. A private investigator and their babysitter looked around their house while his body was in the greenhouse, which was above the garage, which they did not go in and check.
Why?
It was raining. They didn't think he'd be there. Oh. It's that simple. They just didn't think he'd be there. They were shouting for him in the house. The timeline for Cobain is weird. That's the best one I know. I wish I knew more about the others. I don't. I'm sorry.
So is it weird because they looked for him and they didn't find him? Or it's weird because they didn't check that room?
It's weird because he was missing for 3 days.
For 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in there the whole time.
Yes.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Well, the people thought he was checked into rehab.
They didn't call the place and say, hey, did he check in?
It's a whole kind of mystery.
Okay.
Cobain's, it's a long individual story.
Okay.
So let's move on a little bit, okay?
Yes.
Gotcha. There's another theory about the government. This one's a little more, if you can reach with me. Do you know what lizard people are?
Lizard people?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So the theory is, I think this is popularized by David Icke, theory is that these people were going to be switched as lizard people, but they were just suicide instead because the switch of their personality would be so abrupt that it would be too abrupt and people would notice.
Do you think that they tried it and then, like, do you think they actually switched and they saw, like, the replacement and was like, no way, and then that was the end of it? Or do you think they just aborted the plan before they even switched them out with, like, a lizard person or reptilian?
I feel like they would have tried. If anything, I feel like they would have tried. So maybe they just saw, like, this thing that they just couldn't. Maybe genetically they didn't make sense.
Yeah.
But
I feel like the biggest example that I can think of where if they followed through and it didn't quite add up, which I'm not saying I believe this. Oh, what was his name? The comedian, like, was living in Dayton.
Chappelle?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was, like, very loud, outspoken, and then he went and, like, disappeared, went off the map, quit his show, and then he came back, and he was, like, completely different personality-wise. Some people say he doesn't even look the same. I mean, I think people can change and age over time. But this isn't about that. I'm just saying that's what that made me think of. It's like when he came back into the limelight, people were like, he's so different. This is weird.
There are some people now who people think are lizard people now, like Obama.
Yeah.
The Queen.
George W. Bush.
Beyonce.
Yeah, probably Kanye.
Lindsay Lohan. So that's basically the lizard people theory. It's out there. But if you
believe in the lizard people,
then I was going to say, if you believe the lizard people are a thing, then maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if theoretically, if aliens or whatever, what have you, were to come to Earth and they would want to take it over, it would make sense to go for the people that have the most power. And in our society, we just throw power and privilege to celebrities. So,
and these were megastars, too.
Yeah, so it would make sense. Yeah, maybe it was like, maybe there was like a process of becoming them and replacing them. And back then, in the 70s and the early 90s, it just wasn't, they didn't have it down. So those people just were gone and dead. And they perfected it, and now they can seamlessly slip into the lives of these celebrities.
How easy is it to shoot somebody up and say they died of an overdose?
Well, especially living that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And especially if they were given that lifestyle. Like, maybe he said, you know, he being like, maybe Hendrix. Maybe Hendrix at first was like, no, I don't want to do that stuff. No, I don't. But then, come on. You know how peer pressure works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they put it on him and they're setting it up, this could have been like a 10-year plan.
Another theory that I found today, I liked it a lot. Numerology. Do you put any stock in numerology?
It depends on what it is.
Okay. So the idea that 27 reduces to 9 in numerology. and 9 represents the end of a cycle. And in the face of the unknown, many of them turn to drugs and alcohol, which we knew they were on anyway. Looking at all the numbers that are factored into these musicians' lives, like what makes them particularly good musicians, leads them to that 9 decaying number. It's easy to see how they could all find that death. They all had the same kind of realizations.
And then that assumes that they did commit suicide.
Yes. Or they're just really heavy on drugs and can't monitor themselves.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
I mean, it's all sad. It's all tragedy.
Yeah. I've got one more theory. I like this one a lot, but it doesn't answer the question for me.
Okay.
Erik Erikson coined the 8 psychological stages of development. Humans fall into a crisis that they have themselves at the ages of 18 to 35. And in that internal struggle, they have the struggle of intimacy versus isolation. And the artistic type is prone to isolation, where they isolate themselves and they turn to drugs and alcohol to satiate them.
Right. Or I just imagine coping with that fame. Like, I mean, humans naturally, I mean, some people are a little bit bolder than others, but just becoming that famous, I can't imagine coping with that, like the amount of pressure.
The thing I have with the Erik Erikson thing is, why 27? It's like the middle of that cycle where they have it, but it's like, why not 25?
Well,
30. It's so varied.
In the context of this episode, it makes sense that it's varied, but at the same time, we're talking about 4 celebrities out of thousands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the sample size is very small.
That's true.
So his thing is, and it fits in his system of age. So it fits in there. The 27 is striking, but it's also cherry picking the celebrities that are in the 27 club.
But the thing about the 27 club that makes it so striking is how long the actual list is. Because we are talking about 4 today, but there are a lot more. Alexander Levy, Robert Johnson, which I mentioned, Nate Jeff, Jesse Belvin, Rudy Lewis, Joe Henderson, Malcolm Hall, Dickie Pride, Brian Jones, Alexandria, Alan Blind Owl Wilson, Linda Jones, Leslie Harvey, Roger Lee Dunham, David Alexander. And the list goes on. There's a long list there.
And those are all musicians.
All musicians.
Wow. Okay.
So my point being that 27 just seems like a strange number for the huge list of musicians that have died at this age. Yeah, it fits this age, and I like that theory the best, but it just, I don't know why that age.
That's fair. It is a mystery. It exists as a mystery. There is no answer, only theories.
Now, I try not to be leading with that episode. I don't think I was. Was I? Did I lead you anywhere?
No, you presented multiple theories.
Okay.
And it is what it is. Now, here's my question, though. When we're talking about the believability.
Yeah. What do you believe? Like, because these people died. Like, you have to believe that.
Yeah, they are 27. There is a large list of people that died at the age of 27 that happen to be musicians. So, that's a fact. So, that is believable.
Do you think it's believable that there is some type, not anyone I listed, maybe a different one, maybe one I listed, some kind of conspiracy that these people died at 27?
I'm not bought on the lizard people.
Not me neither.
And not so much the numerology, personally. That, although with more research, that might be something I might be interested in. I feel like if I'm looking at traditional paranormal and then traditional human behavior, I'm torn between selling their soul to the devil, because they did get unnaturally famous incredibly fast. And the whole selling your soul to the devil is a very, very interesting thing to me. And at the same time, it's the human behavior of exposure, having all this fame and celebrity, and not knowing how to cope with it, and you turn to drugs, and drugs do as drugs do, which is kill you. So those are the two that I'm kind of stuck between, where I can kind of sink my teeth into both of those.
Oh, I wanted to mention, you forgot to remind me about the white
lighter. Oh yeah, hey, what about those white lighters?
Oh my god, so here's the biggest revelation. The white lighter. Now, I have bought lighters. Did you know that most big lighters are a wrap around an actual white base?
No.
Yes.
I was going to say Bic when I was talking about lighters.
Yeah, it was Bic lighters.
But there's also pens named Bic.
Well, it's the same company.
Really? They make pens and lighters.
And they make other stuff, too, dude. Oh,
good for them.
A lot of office supplies. Anyway, so they have a lot of wraps around their white lighter base, which is really easy to take off. And I'm thinking that's why there's so many white lighters.
Okay.
But also, this is the final nail in the coffin. The only person that was able to get a white lighter would have been Kurt Cobain, because they started the production in 1972.
And they died in 70 and 71.
That's right.
So where did it come from?
So there's no way. It's just a rumor. There's no way that was on there. Because you know why? It was probably found on Cobain, right?
And then they just...
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes the whole thing seem sketchy sketch.
Well, I don't... The white lighter is obviously just an added on thing.
For fun.
Yeah. I mean, the people still died.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we already explained that. Like, it's sad. So, let me ask you, when I give my believability score, is it the fact that these, like, how do you want me to rate this?
How I want you to rate this is if you think that there is any kind of conspiracy behind their deaths.
So, this is a question of the conspiracy behind the 27.
Because we know they're dead. We know they died at that age.
Right. Man, I'm not past putting the government into doing something sketchy. I'm not either. I'm not past people selling their souls.
But the white lighter could be disinformation.
Like a red herring? Like, yeah. To throw you off?
Exactly.
All right. Well, then if we're talking about specifically the idea of a conspiracy behind it, and I'll take out the behavioral aspect of it, even though I do think that people probably turn to alcohol and drugs to cope with the fame. Government interfering or selling your soul, if I find that believable, I say viable.
So where I put this is, I do think there's some kind of something. So I go with believable.
Believable?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got believable and viable for the 27 Club.
Yeah, it just makes the most sense to me that it's just so coincidental that there's a point where you stop believing coincidence.
When it's so many, it's such a lot. Although, like... The four that you chose really do encapsulate ultra fame.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of those other names. I don't think you do either. So that means they weren't quite Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, you know, Jimi Hendrix.
Robert Johnson, though, he's pretty famous.
Yeah. I'm sticking with viable because the idea of somebody selling their soul to me is still very creepy, even if I'm not a religious person, which is hard for me to cope with as a person. But there's something very ominous about that. And when people rise to fame really quickly, like, I really don't want to put this out there because it's almost like, I don't want to witch hunt celebrities. Like, I think this person could have sold their soul. Because that's a very serious accusation.
Absolutely.
It's like between a couple guys talking about, you know, conspiracy stuff, that's one thing. But in a public forum to accuse somebody of selling their soul, it's... So, you know what, I won't drop names, but there are some pop stars that seem to not be
have some kind of supernatural help.
Well, I think there's pop stars that aren't quite as talented as maybe some people that do open mics in your own town. I'll put it that way. There's some pop stars that don't have the best voice, don't write their own songs, and seem to come out of nowhere. And those people worry me a little bit. But I'll leave it at that.
So, I am Charlie.
And I'm Tyler.
If you guys want to send us a message, I have this thing in my hometown, like, there's this guy that lives in the attic of the school. Send it. I don't know. Like, that sounds fun to do.
Yeah, I would read that. I would read that story. We would talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah. And we got lots of stuff like that. Well, we don't yet, but we should. We should have stuff like that. Email us.
Hit us up at believingthebizarre. God. Hit us up at believingthebizarre@gmail.com if you want your story to be on the podcast.
But until then, join us on our next episode of Believe in the Bizarre.